It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 2, Tottenham Hotspur 1. It's Dan Morgan, it's Neil Atkinson, it's Sean Rogers for this one. And, you know, we are sort of not going to mask our joy at Liverpool's late winner through Roberto Firmino. I still can't believe it wasn't ruled out in some way, shape or form.
I feel like I've played.
Honestly, it was. It was a great game. It was a relentless game. And it's one that we're really looking forward to getting into. So we'll do just that, Sean. We'll start with the lineups. I'm surprised Tottenham, when the team sheet drops, there's no Ndombele. I'm surprised there's no Reguilon. Can't really pronounce his name, sorry. Ignorant of me. But it's Ben Davies instead. And I think we get to see why. We get to see that there's clearly been a Mourinho plan for Liverpool for weeks. We get to see that he has done his whole sort of Chelsea run down the touchline in his head time and time again, hasn't he? And he's planned it all out. And for all the stick he gets, it nearly works for him.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it?
Yeah.
In that I always try and remove myself from trying to look at what the tactics were on paper before a game and managers looking into a crystal ball. And then when you actually look at the performance and then trying to move yourself from the result and try and analyse them things with someone like Klopp is quite easy in a way. With Mourinho, it is really all about the results, isn't it? So it's very, very difficult to look at a Mourinho selection, I think, and his tactics and not look at it through the spectrum, if you like, of the result, because that is what he's all about. So yes, he nearly pulled it off, I suppose, in terms of some of the chances in the second half and in terms of nearly getting out with a point. But I would say that not just how he set up pre-game, but how the game goes, it was all reliant on Liverpool not creating and not being ruthless. That was basically his gamble. Because if Liverpool were going to create and finish ruthlessly, with his strategy, he was in trouble. And by half time, on another day, that game's put to bed. On another day, he's in three down. And with the same strategy, he's getting strips torn off him. And that's not down to Tottenham. It's not down to them. It's just one of them that in the first half, we hit things too clean. As strange as that sounds, that just literally sometimes having a bit of slice or a bit of hook on a shot is actually almost not fully mishitting it, if you like. Just you tend to hit the bottom corners and the side net in that way, and we just hit everything down the keeper's throat.